Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. All right, tensions are rising in the Caribbean, and the Trump administration is focusing military assets on that area.
The USS Gerald R. Ford, the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has arrived in the Caribbean Sea as part of what the Trump administration calls a counter-drug operation. But it's been seen as an escalating pressure tactic against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Since September, U.S. airstrikes have killed at least 80 people in 20 attacks on small boats accused of transporting drugs in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. With the USS Ford's arrival, there are now roughly 12,000 U.S. troops on nearly a dozen Navy ships in what Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calls Operation Southern Spear. Donna Water, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're in the military and you need to be stationed somewhere, why not let it be the Caribbean? Look, if they're getting these big-time drug dealers, if they're busting them, that's cool. And that guy down in Venezuela, that's one bad dude. Venezuela's got oil, and the problems with Venezuela and its leader are bigger than the size of the country might suggest. So we'll have to see how that plays out. The president has apparently seen the writing on the wall, and he's rushing to get on the same page with most Americans when it comes to releasing the Epstein files.
President Trump now says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump had been fighting the proposal as more Republicans supported the release of the files. But that changed Sunday night. Writing on social media, Trump said, quote, "We have nothing to hide." Trump's statement followed a fierce fight within the GOP over the files, including a nasty split with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had long been one of his fiercest supporters. Democrats and some Republicans have been pushing a measure that would force the Justice Department to make public more documents from the case. The president's shift is an implicit acknowledgement that they have enough votes to pass the House, although the measure's future in the Senate is uncertain. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Yeah, but my question is, if you have worked so hard and if there's so much evidence that the Justice Department tried to block the release of the Epstein files, why is it all of a sudden, okay, let's release the files. We got nothing to hide. I mean, you know, I'm not naive. I have a feeling that maybe they found a way to get rid of some things that might be damaging. I mean, maybe not, but the question is, why was there such a strong attempt to keep the files from being released in the first place? So we'll have to see what happens. The president is apparently shifting his position in regard to the newly elected mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani. He is expected to sit down with Mamdani soon.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I if he wants to meet with him, I think it's good. And I applaud the president for being open to meeting with this person. The dismantling of U.S. aid and other food assistance programs around the world is going to kill more people than experts originally expected.
The as-yet-unpublished study, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and Spain's Science Ministry, updates earlier research projecting 14 million additional deaths would result from President Trump's massive cuts to international aid. With Britain, France, and Germany now also slashing their budgets, the new tally comes to 22.6 million additional deaths, one of the authors calling that an unprecedented blow to the global aid system. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
All right. The White House is running out of steam, getting red states to gerrymander new maps to give them an opportunity to win more in the midterm elections. And so basically what happens here is if there's a district and you feel like there are not enough voters voting for your candidate, voting for the Republican, Republicans in states where they control these kind of things, they want to change the map. They want to make a new map that does more to include people that are going to vote for Republican candidates. It's called gerrymandering, and it is it's a mess. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it should be done, but it is done. And, you know, I guess both sides like it, but Republicans are really fighting for it right now. And Republicans are fearing, this is an opportunity to point out that Republicans are fearing that they might not do well in the upcoming midterm elections. So they have now decided to start suing blue states instead of gerrymandering.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
And Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, is telling U.S. diplomats to consider obesity as a cause for rejecting visas of the people trying to come to America. So the people trying to come to America legally are going to have their weight considered before they get a visa. Is this fair? Is this fair in a country where the citizens themselves are collectively overweight? Is this fair in a country where there's already an obesity problem that we created? Nobody from the outside created this. America created this problem. And you know, when it comes to obesity, we're not necessarily talking about, you know, 600 pounds, 400, 500 pounds. The definition of obesity is people are considered to be obese, and you look at them and they might not look like they really are obese. So what are we looking for? Perfect figures of men and women before we let them into our country? I mean, how do you feel about the Secretary of State telling U.S. diplomats to consider obesity as a cause of rejecting visas?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.